Steam PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers, who needs to NBC. Brennan, good morning, sir. How are we doing on this lovely Wednesday?
Good morning. Lovely, too. Have you guys stepped outside?
Yeah. You know what? It's really nice to not feel...
I haven't been outside in like 4 days.
Feel 100% humidity. It's nice to have a break from that. Got to be honest.
Breezy, you say you haven't been out in how many days?
No, I'm kidding. I went out yesterday. Well, it was raining yesterday. I didn't really want to go out yesterday.
Brennan, to put it into perspective... Breezy took 2 naps yesterday.
So. I did take 2 naps.
Wow.
I've never
felt
more recharged in my entire life.
Same as my 4-month-old.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Me and baby Brooke are one and the same.
Yeah, no doubt.
You got that. Listen, it's going to be weather-wise a great day today. Get out, enjoy it. It's going to be like 70s. We're getting away from some of the mugginess until the weekend. So we've got a great later part of the week. And I know, Corey, we were tweeting back and forth about golf.
Yeah, come on, man.
I know, but I'm still at the balance of my wife works for school, so she's helping with the reopening and everything.
Yeah.
And there's also this thing called Brooklyn at home.
Hey, hold on,
girl, that I have to take care of.
Savage or sensible? Bring your kid to the golf course. I've not done it myself, but I have.
Will you bring me to the golf course?
I have seen videos. Yeah, sure. You're invited anytime, Breeze.
Sure.
I've literally seen a dad pushing a stroller. A video of that. I actually had a friend that put their daughter in their car seat in the cart with them.
Wow.
I know.
I would have to do it, and then I would let my wife, Steph, weigh in and say savage or sensible.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Maybe we could bring that up.
If she's online and all of a sudden there's a picture or a tweet of us out at Eagle Vale or something walking with pushing our carts and pushing babies. That's
baby Bjorn, just strap him to our chest. We're good to go. Might throw the balance of the swing off a tad, especially with my son. He's a tank.
If you guys go golfing together, if you guys go golfing together.
Eventually we will at some point.
And I'm not invited. Yeah. Well, I won't go golfing, but maybe we can get a hot dog or something after. That'd be fun, right?
Way to interject yourself, Breeze.
Corey, the only time we've been around is at Oak Hill when we played together.
I know. That one time. And I was terrible. I'm still terrible for the record, but slightly less terrible than I was at that
time. Brennan, it's confusing. Do you only meet people when you're doing physical activity? Because the only time I've ever met you was at the Jungle Jog at Seneca Park Zoo.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe it's just a lack of physical activity, so there's a lack of interactions between
people.
It's
possible.
Right.
Well, once this whole mess gets cleaned up and schools are reopened and everything's just fine, then we'll have to get after that. But
yeah, sure.
Glad everyone's listening to our lunch plans.
Before we get to more talk of schools, by the way, because as we know, updates every single day, especially with your good question. First, though, let's go. What's the deal with the manhunt happening in Ontario County?
What the hell?
Yeah, so really all over the Finger Lakes, that part over near, getting to the eastern side of Ontario County and Waterloo and Junius and Seneca County. So there was a murder in Oneida County, so further to the east of Syracuse. And state troopers put out this bolo. They were looking for a car that was on the thruway, maybe heading west. So they end up finding this SUV that's off the thruway that had crashed in our area, and all of a sudden we started getting calls about troopers in near the Waterloo outlets, the helicopter doing a search. Turns out there were 2 wanted men, persons of interest in this homicide case. They've got one, and they've been searching for the other overnight for several hours now, and so that's why they've been in the area. So they've been telling everybody to be on the lookout for anything suspicious. We haven't gotten a clear description of the man they're looking for, again, tied to this death of a man in Oneida County. But yeah, that search continues this morning, and we'll keep everyone updated. But that caused quite a stir around the thruway.
Very scary.
Yeah, no, that is certainly terrifying. All right, Brennan, let's pivot here and move on to your good question. You always have that up at WHEC.com. And today's good question: what about kids who refuse to wear masks? Certainly, it could be difficult to keep the masks on the kids, but what do you do if they just refuse? Like, I don't want to. Maybe it's the influence of their parents, or maybe they're just, being a kid, and it's tough to get them to do what you tell them to do.
Yeah, this is something that we've heard from a lot of parents, because they're like, we can't get our kids to sit still for 5 minutes
right.
and have lunch or something. And it's, you can put a mask on them. We know kids have to wear them nearly all day long. There will be breaks where they can have 5 or 10 minutes, whether it be a recess or something, and take it off as long as they're more than 6 feet away from other kids. They don't have to wear them whenever they're eating, obviously. But just about every other time, including for some of the instruction, that if they can spread out in the classroom, they can take it off then. The teacher can let them know. But they will have to have a mask on. And so we said, okay, if there are extreme cases, if you have problematic kids who just simply, for some reason, they won't put it back on after warning.
Yeah, if they say it's their constitutional right to not wear a mask, then yeah.
The children.
Yeah, we'll see what parents tell them to do and how strictly it's enforced. But there is a policy being crafted, and I've heard from, you know, local school leaders around the area, and then more specifics. I just looked at an FAQ section for East Rochester, for example. And it said they're drafting a policy that says you could be punished under, like everything else, the code of conduct for a district. And it goes as far to say that if it's a problem over and over again, which, again, hopefully it doesn't get to that point, and that would be the goal. But you could face a child being suspended from school and or from riding the bus, which is when they would have to have mask on all the time.
Right.
Okay, Brendan, keeping in the realm of children, this absolutely panics me. And I don't want to be accused of fear-mongering, but this is the news.
But we'll get some text, don't worry.
Obviously. The CDC is warning a polio-like illness in children. What is that about?
Yeah, so this is something that we do see every 2 years, according to doctors. Every other year this comes about. It is an outbreak, and it can lead to paralyzing healthy kids. Now, again, not to cause another issue, but or even more concern, greater concern, but from the CDC, it's called acute flaccid myelitis. It's AFM. Now, it's similar to polio in the way that it can paralyze otherwise healthy kids. It spikes, again, in August every other year. And a child may develop limb weakness, being able not to move their legs or arm as well. And it is linked to viruses, so it comes along as kind of a side effect. They're not exactly sure what that means for COVID-19, that particular strain of this coronavirus and this pandemic, but just something else to keep an eye out on.
Oh,
and again,
not to
say, like, there's a massive outbreak of this, which we haven't heard of, but it's just they're saying this is the time of year that we hear about this. Coming up.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Brennan, sticking with our kids and schools, the governor had a little clarification when it came to some comments recently on COVID testing in schools.
Yeah. So this has been the story of the week, other than waiting for him to say, okay, these regions can reopen. It's going back to the weekend. He's been holding these daily briefings that he's gotten back to either by phone or in person. And he's been warning parents, saying, hey, follow up with your schools and your districts to see how they're going to be testing kids. And then all of a sudden you hear all this pushback from superintendents and everyone on social media saying, what are you talking about? Schools aren't supposed to be testing kids. It laid out, I mean, it is in the state guidelines that it says follow federal advice from the CDC and others to not run the testing. So they've clarified the governor's team and saying that we heard from a spokesperson finally yesterday that they have to have a plan in place for testing symptomatic or exposed individuals, whether that's in school or through the local health department. Which that was what we were under the impression the whole time, is that if something happens at school, they pass them on, for example, to Monroe County Health Department, and then the doctors take it from there. So that's what we have heard from. And then you have to think about, schools have already had to get masks. Where would they go about getting testing and running that and having people trained
on
that?
I mean, just the cost of testing would be, I don't know what schools could handle that, right?
Yeah, and some people have said, well, that led to another concern, like as a parent, we had asked them, how comfortable would you feel testing your kid? Have you even thought about it? And the ones that we had heard from this morning, I believe majority had said no, they hadn't gotten to that point. And that's, they were worried about, you know, kids having that fear or something else to deal with, of having a swab and going through all that. But yeah, so we finally got a clearer answer, and that it is not falling on the district's responsibility to mandate that.
Yep. Good. Another announcement from Governor Cuomo yesterday. I mean, it's our weekly adventure into who's going to be on the travel advisory list this week.
Yeah, let's rename it to who's not going to be on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's probably easier.
Yeah. So we did get some changes with that, as expected, because, again, nearly half of the country is up on that. But Rhode Island was the latest one to get added. D.C. was taken off. So now we've got, it's still...
Don't forget about Delaware, our friend
Delaware.
How many times has Delaware been on and off? I was going to say, it's been at least a couple times.
They're like hanging on by a thread.
Delaware is like that couple in high school who would break up and get back together like 19 times. That is what they are right now.
So yeah, so it's just hovering around that percentage cutoff, and at least for until next Tuesday, taken off the list along with D.C. So Puerto Rico, 33 states, and then the 34th being Rhode Island got added to that. And as we, I know we've talked about this summer, most people aren't taking vacations anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. But you're getting into the point of college students coming here, and they have to quarantine. Some schools like Syracuse are allowing them to pay to do it in bubbles and dorms. If you can find space, if not, you've got to be in a hotel. Others are saying you're on your own. Like, find out a place off campus to stay to meet the two-week requirement before you have a negative test and you come on campus.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something.
Can you imagine doing that for your freshman year, by the way?
No, like, not
having,
at all.
Having to, like, say if you were traveling across the country. Like, you're coming to RIT, you're moving from California, and it's like you find out in late July, okay, I've got to, for 2 weeks, I've got to be somewhere. And I've got to make sure that I'm okay and that I don't pick it up. And then just figuring out this whole unknown.
Right.
It's a very, you're already anxiety ridden when you move away and you're away from your family and your friends and your home and everything you've known. But adding this to the list, forget about it.
Yeah, good times. Ugh.
Yeah, campus life will not be anything like what we went through.
No, definitely not. Yeah,
true.
I don't think you can socially distance and play beer pong. I don't think it's a lot.
Yeah, that's, avoid the parties this fall semester, please.
Let's talk about the fact that we may be seeing some concert or something like a concert in Ontario County down in Canandaigua. There's
Hopefully
a drive-in live at Roseland Water Park.
Hopefully this
what?
Goes better than the Chainsmokers show from the other week.
Yeah, picking up. So this is another group trying to put together some options for things. And going back to Roseland, there was a whole debate over, like, is the park going to be opening? What is it doing this summer? And it's just, you know, it's, you think about these places just trying to find something to do, trying to find to bring people in. We had the success of the Rock Drive-In that had been running at Frontier Field. And then this is just spreading a little bit. And you get back to the Chainsmokers concert, and we've seen some other concerts that have been called off. Of course, the Chainsmokers in Southampton had that huge crowd out there, and Governor Cuomo put them on blast by name. There's also another concert announcement going around nationally about Smash Mouth, Trapped, and some others that they're going to be performing with, like, the non-mask requirements.
Oh, wow. We should just use whoever invented that time machine to go back to the 90s to go before coronavirus happened. We should just use
Well, I've seen some jokes online about people saying that you've got you need to rethink some things if that's the one that you want to go to.
Well, it won't be hard to social distance.
Yeah. So just, it's just odd and seeing things go through. Yeah. So a Smash Mouth, Trap, Buck Cherry, they're playing a festival without mask or social distancing.
By the way, I'm going to get lit up on the text line by the one Smash Mouth fan that still exists. How dare you desecrate All-Star?
I know. That was a throwback day.
Yeah. Brendan Summers, the News 10 NBC, on with us this morning. One more thing to get to, Brendan, before we let you go. And I don't know if you got this feeling, but I don't know. I had a bit of a feeling of dread last week when things were just going too good. Things are going way too good for Rochester. I knew sooner or later some dark cloud was going to come on in and soil some of it. When it comes to the announcement about Kodak, well, now there's some investigation by the SEC about insider trading. Great. Can you give us the update on that?
When we got the announcement, it was like, oh, this great news, huge, like a lifeline for the city as a whole, not just Kodak.
Yeah.
And then you started reading about some shares and some stock options that were floating around. And now the federal investigators with the SEC, which Securities and Exchange Commission, which investigates insider trading, they're looking into it. So Kodak stock surged last week before the company made the announcement that it's going to be making ingredients for generic drugs. They're getting a $765 million federal loan from Washington for that. But the stock saw a spike before the announcement. And then they're like, who knew what and when? So the SEC will look in to see how the company handled the disclosure of that loan. President Trump was asked about it at a briefing. He said that he wasn't directly involved in the deal, but he knew about the concept of it, the outer frame. And they'll be looking into it. And Kodak, their officials say they're going to cooperate with this investigation. But now it's, a lot of people were starting to raise some questions about that over the timing of some stock movement and the value, which, what was it, like 300 to 500% almost immediately.
It was
the
crazy.
Well, days of those shares.
And the chairman specifically, wasn't he was offered like $1.5 million in stock options, and that $1.5 million quickly turned into like 50 or something insane like that.
Yeah, and from what I was reading in the reports is that, you know, the rules do allow you, like, quarterly, you can set up, like, automatic changes with your portfolio and a company and saying that this was timed out to be like that, but it was significantly more. And we'll just have to see. I mean, that was, I mean, we all got a heads up from Kodak saying this announcement as part of something with the federal government was coming, and that news had kind of been out there. Some had gone a little bit further, and it was wondering, okay, well, who may have gotten tipped off to what, or was it all above the table, straight and good, and
Let's hope. Let's hope so, because otherwise, who knows what this could mean.
Yeah, I mean, bigger picture, it's still 360 jobs that we were looking at that were on the line as part of this, and a huge revamp of that part of the city, and this company starting to do something that no one else really here was doing. I mean, it was the first loan of its kind, and they were going to transition completely into helping out with medications versus film and picture, everything that had fallen off.
Certainly. Mm. All right. Brennan Summers from the news at NBC. All right, Brennan, have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. See ya.